Blog Talk Radio.
Islam, Sheikh, is all praises due to Allah, the Lord, that on the chair to sustain the rule of the world. Indeed, I can.
Thank you. Yes, all praises due to Allah. We'd like to start this show off in honors to the convention, our convention, held here, the first convention in Chicago, Illinois, a.k.a. Mecca, 1928. August 1st, 2:52 p.m. Well, that's our docket, but the first convention was held here in Chicago, Illinois, from the 15th of October to the 20th. And we'd like to give Hail and Hyannis to our holy and divine prophet, his forerunner, Marcus Garvey, for doing the great works Allah had prepared them both and sent them to do. We'd like to open up the show today with our prayer as we announce the Sheikh as the host and Sheikh Deanna Lovio as the co-host. Our prayer, Allah, the Father of the universe, the Father of love, truth, peace, freedom, and justice. Allah is my protector, my guide, and my salvation by night and by day through his holy prophet, Juwali. Amen. I give to you, Sheikh Lovio, our host for this evening's show here on Moorish American Live Talk Radio, brought to you by Moorish Science Temple of America Home Office, where we are blessed by the best, and you make us better. Peace.
Praise Allah for the Sheikhs. Again, giving hail and honor to Holy and Divine Prophet Juwali and to his forerunner, Marcus Moses Garvey. But first, without further ado, giving all the praises to a lot of great God. So with that being said, we're going to have a reading of the laws as customary. Salvation Online Unity, the Moorish Science Temple of America, the Divine Constitution and Bylaws, Act 1. The Grand Sheikh and the Chairman of the Moorish Science Temple of America is empowered to make law and enforce laws with the assistance of the Prophet and the Grand Body of the Moorish Science Temple. The Assistant Grand Sheikh is to assist the Grand Sheikh in all affairs that he lives according to love, truth, peace, freedom, and justice, and it is known for the members of the Moorish Science Temple of America. Act 2. All meetings are to be open and closed promptly according to the Circle 7 and love, truth, peace, freedom, and justice. Friday is our holy day of rest because on the Friday the first man was formed in flesh, and on the Friday the first man departed out of flesh and ascended into his Father, God, Allah. For that cause, Friday is the holy day for all Muslims all over the world. Freedom and justice must be proclaimed and practiced by all members of the Moorish Science Temple of America. No members are put in danger or accused false brother or sister on any occasion at all that may harm this brother or sister because of Allah's love. Act 4. All members must preserve these holy and divine laws, and all members must obey the laws of the government, because by being a Moorish American, you are a part and a partial of the government and must live the life accordingly. Act 5. This organization, the Moorish Science Temple of America, is not to cause any confusion or to overthrow the laws and constitution of the state government, but to obey hereby. Act 6. With us, all members must proclaim their nationality, and we are teaching our people their nationality and their divine creed that they may know that they are a part and a partial of this said government and know that they are not Negroes, colored folks, black people, or Ethiopians. That these names were given to slaves by slaveholders in 1779 and lasted until 1865 during the time of slavery. But this is a new era of time now, and all men now must proclaim their free national name to be recognized government in which they live and the nations of the earth. This is the reason why Allah, the great God of the universe, ordained over Juwali, the prophet, to redeem his people from their sinful ways. The Moorish Americans are the descendants of the ancient Moabites who inhabited the northwestern and southwestern shores of Africa. Act 7. All members must promptly attend their meetings and become a part and a partial of all uplifting acts of the Moorish Science Temple of America. Members must pay their dues and keep in line with all necessities of the Moorish Science Temple of America. Then you will be entitled to the name of faithful. Husband, you must support your wife and children. Wife, you must obey your husband and take care of your children and look after the duties of your household. Sons and daughters must obey father and mother, be industrious, and become a part of the uplifting of fallen humanity. All Moorish Americans must keep their hearts and minds filled with love and their bodies clean with water. This divine covenant is from your holy prophet, Noah Ali, through the guidance of his father, Allah. Islam. Sheikh, is there anything that you want to note the family before we get into the show?
Absolutely, Sheikh. I like to read our authority, our charter, our abstract title / the deed, the other partner, Koran, because we must never forget what the Prophet Noble Jew Ali has done for us in bringing the keys to our vast estate. And besides, yesterday's show was continued because we had got at such a peak and we knew that there was not enough time to ride that peak out with there being such a short period of time left. And not to mention the distractions and the noises in the background, which there was absolutely no reason for it. But as you know, as we wake up and our higher selves become stronger, lower self is going to turn up the opposition. So those of you who are willing to go on that journey and climb that mountain, that have that mission as missionaries, and you must be willing to go to any length. I'd like to start by reading our authority, our charter, which is 1010-5905, filed in the state of Illinois, Cook County, filed for record August 1928, August 1st, 2:52 p.m., Book 521, page 579. I, Noble Jew Ali, do solemnly swear that at a meeting of the members of the Morris Science Temple of America held at Chicago, in the county of Cook and state of Illinois on the 20th day of July, A.D., 1928, for that purpose, the following persons were appointed sheikhs according to the rules and usages of such Morris Science Temple of America: Noble Jew Ali, Melio, Maul Bay, Lovett Bay, and Foreman Bay. The Morris Science Temple of America deriving its power and authority from the great Quran of Muhammad to propagate the faith and extend the learning and truth of the great prophet of Ali in America, to anoint and appoint and consecrate missionaries of the prophet, establish the faith of Muhammad in America. And said, Morris Science Temple of America adopted as its corporate name the following: Morris Science Temple of America. And at said meeting, this affiant acted as presiding officer, and that's Jew Ali. So I give thanks to the great God, the Father of the universe, for sending us a prophet who taught us to love instead of hate. And I want to send enough never dying love out there to all of the faithful members and officers of the Morris Science Temple of America, which include the Grand Sheikhs, Assistant Grand Sheikhs, the Chairmen, the Governors, Secretaries, the members that are faithful to the Prophet, etc. We are trying to uplift fallen humanity. We believe in all true and divine prophets, Muhammad, Yahshua, Jesus, Buddha, Confucius, and Noble Jew Ali, our holy and divine prophet, the great God, the Father of this universe, for making this a successful convention over the Blog Talk Radio, and for giving us an opportunity to reach out to our people to let them know that you do have missionaries right here in Mecca that are taking a stand and that understand what it is that the prophet brought. Because the prophet did mention it will take you 50 years to understand what it is that I have brought to you. And that was in his days that he walked this manifest. He said the fourth and the fifth generation will understand what it is that I brought. They will be born, my children, with their eyes open. Thank you, Prophet Noble Jew Ali, because You said you brought us everything we need to save ourselves. And I would like to stand on that truth as you held me in your arms, standing on the rock of salvation with humanity written across my womb. I stand bearing witness to the fact that you did bring us. What you brought us is the deeds to our vast estate. You brought us our nationality. You brought us the keys to our vast estate. And you brought us that never dying love, teaching us how to love instead of hate. Thank you very much, Sheik.
Islam. Well, we're going to go ahead and move forward with the show. I believe that Islam, Sheik is at this point, it would make more sense to move forward with reading of the Holy Quran of the Moorish Science Temple of America, Circle 7, divinely prepared by the noble prophet to Ali, by the guidance of his Father God, Allah, great God of the universe, to redeem man from his sin, God, Allah. Know thyself, and Allah, the genealogy of Jesus, life and works of Jesus in India, Europe, Africa, and the land of Egypt.
Pardon me, Sheik, your voice went down very low.
Chapter 47, Egypt. This is the divine instructions from the Holy Prophet, chapter 47, Egypt, the capital empire of the dominion of Africa. Islam. Now,
Islam.
I just want to say before I get into this reading, if you're listening to us, callers, this is the Moorish Science Temple of America home office, presenting to you Moorish Missionaries Online, where we are blessed by the best and you make us better. If you want to
you
call
make us
in,
better.
Actually. You can call in at 602-753-1841. Again, that number is 602-753-1841. So now we're about to go into, we just had a reading of the laws, Divine Constitution, Bylaws, Seven Acts, and we just had a reading of our authority. Now we're going to go into the part that directly links and from our Circle 7 Koran, which is also a title deed to our vast estate. The 47, Egypt, the capital empire of the dominion of Africa. The inhabitants of Africa are the descendants of ancient Canaanites from the land of Canaan. Old Man Cush and his family are the first inhabitants of Africa who came from the land of Canaan. His father Ham and his family were second. Then came the word Ethiopia, which means the demarcation line of the dominion of Amexa, the first true and divine name of Africa, the dividing of the land between the father and the son. The dominion of Cush, northeast and southeast Africa, and northwest and southwest was his father's dominion of Africa. In later years, many of their brethren from Asia and the Holy Lands joined them. The Moabites from the land of Moab who received permission from of Egypt to settle and inhabit northwest Africa. They were the founders and possessors of the present Moroccan Empire. With their Canaanite, Hittite, Amorite brethren who sojourned from the land of Canaan seeking homes, their dominion and inhabitation extended from northeast and southwest Africa across the Great Atlantis even unto the present North, South, and Central America, and also Mexico and the Atlantis Islands before the Great Earthquake, which caused the Great Atlantic Ocean. The River Nile was dredged and made by the ancient pharaohs of Egypt in order to trade with the surrounding kingdoms. Also, the Niger River was dredged by the great pharaoh of Egypt in those ancient days for trade, and it extends eastward from the River Nile, westward across the Great Atlantic. It was used for trade and transportation. According to all true and divine records of the human race, there is no Negro, black, or colored race attached to the human family, because all the inhabitants of Africa were and are of the human race, descendants of the ancient Canaanite nation from the Holy Land of Canaan. What your ancient forefathers were, you are today without doubt or contradiction. There is no one who is able to change man from the descendant nature of his forefathers unless his powers extend beyond the great universal creator, Allah himself. These holy and divine laws are from the prophet, Noble Drew Ali, the founder of the uniting of the Moorish Science Temple of America. These laws are to be strictly preserved by the members of all the temples of the Moorish Science Temple of America. They will learn to open their meanings and guide it according to the principles of love, truth, peace, freedom, and justice. Every subordinate temple of the Grand Major Temple is to form under the covenant of love, truth, peace, freedom, and justice, and create their own laws and customs in conjunction with the laws of the Holy Prophet and the Grand Temple. I, the Prophet Moses Ali, was sent by the great God Allah to warn all Asiatics of America to repent from their sinful ways before that great and awful day which is sure to come. The time has come where every nation must.
Islam.
Islam. Islam. All praise is due to Allah. We're back. We had a short drop off. So we were reading Circle 7 Koran, chapter 47. The time has come when every nation must worship under its own vine and fig tree, and every tongue must confess its own. Through sin and disobedience, every nation has suffered slavery due to the fact that they honor not the creed and principles of their forefathers. That is why the nationality of the Moors was taken away from them in 1774, and the word Negro, Black, and Color was given to the Asiatics of America who were of Moorish descent. They honored not the principles of their mother and father and strayed after the gods of Europe, of whom they knew nothing. So, Islam. Sheikhs, are you there?
Islam, I'm following you.
All right, praise Allah. I thought I saw a young princess call in, so if she calls back, I'm going to try to lock her in. Islam. All right,
Islam.
So I want you all to know more. This is not just some sunny good feeling. These words are coming from trust instruments, trust documents. These are documents that the Prophet said, take these to save yourself. By the way, if there are any callers online and you want to ask a question, just press 1 so that I can see that is your desire. Islam. At any rate, this is part of the title read that was set up for us. So we have to understand there's a lot of people that want to claim the throne of the Prophet. But the other part of it is that you have to have a plan that was laid in place by the Prophet. So there are a lot of people that feels strongly that their leadership are the ones that everyone should be following. And at one point in time, I was just the same way, family, and it took time to gain an understanding of the lessons that the Prophet taught, because, see, one thing that can be mixed up at certain times is sometimes we get caught up into personality worship and dealing with individuals who are in positions of authority and power, rather than looking at the letter of the law, what the Prophet is talking about, and letting Allah guide you through His Holy Prophet, because your Grand Sheikh and Grand Sheikhess is there as an example of what you should be striving to be, and they're there to operate within the fiduciary capacity. So there's no big eyes or little U's, and I know we've heard that said often, demonstrated, because it is the law. It has to be known before the law, you know, as it says in Act 1. It has to be known before the members of the Moorish Science Temple of America that you are, in fact, doing what it is that you're supposed to do. So that being the case, that's really the situation that we're looking at. So all praises are due to Allah that He sent us a divine prophet to put us on point, but we have to focus on the message that He brought us rather than the message just being solely promoted by your leader or the leadership, because there's a model that's put in place. Okay, now let's go back over chapter 47, because, see, in reading that, there is a lot of information that's jam-packed into one chapter, right? And when we look at the chapter, the time that span within the chapter, there's literally millennia between the gap of time, whereas we saw the inhabitants of Africa, that could be over 10,000, that's over 10,000 years based on the information that we have here at the Moorish Science Temple of America. from going from old man Tush and his family, the first inhabitants of Africa. So we're also seeing the extent of the empire. And I just wanted to go over one part so that we are clear in understanding what we're reading. And this is verse 6, and we'll start at verse 6. It says, the Moabites from the land of Moab who received permission from the pharaohs of Egypt to settle and inhabit northwest Africa. Now, understand that there is permission that had to be obtained and from the pharaohs of Egypt. And then it reads on, they were the founders and are the true possessors. Now, wait a minute. Founders and the true possessors of the present Moroccan empire. So there is a name that's been associated with the empire that we originally set up. And notice that it says present Moroccan empire. So they are the true possessors. We have possessors of this part of the earth, but the true possessors are who? And the founders are the Moabites from the land of Moab who received permission. So when we put our documentation together to go into court, that is the same information that we're going into court with. These banks who mortgaged property did not receive any permission from anyone, let alone the pharaohs of Egypt or the Moabites from the land of Moab. Because in essence, when you're dealing with the law, based on what they have going now, they have a recordation system as opposed to the Torrens registration system. And in the recordation system, there's a chain of title that has to change, that has to transfer over from one person to the next. So what we're seeing here in our Circus of the Koran is a chain of title that issues from the pharaohs of Egypt to the Moabites from the land of Moab. So that is the first chain of title. Now, after that permission has been given, we see no other permission being given to anyone else for anything else. And hence, this is why we have the problem and the issues. Now, fast forwarding up, it goes into the fact of how we lost our nationality, through the fact that it was through sin and disobedience. So all of that we had that was given to us, our permission, when we received permission from the pharaohs of Egypt, all of that had been lost. So when our nationality was taken away from us in 1774, that was something that had to be brought back up. Because, see, there were certain things that were done when the nationality of the Moors was taken away. It wasn't just the nationality of the Moors that was taken away. It was the national identity. This is part of the reason why the prophet came to free us from mental slavery. But at any rate, we're going to go ahead and take a break. We'll let y'all check out something that we put out there. This is something from the Sheik and the Sheik. The Sheik D. Lewis Hill, y'all very own Sheik is D. Love Hill. Nationality is truly the order of the day. So check this out, y'all. We'll be right back.
Constitution of the United States of America, international treaties, and private and public international law.
I know today we can reach a new objective, come together for a good cause and share the same perspective. Stand at a face with 12 numbers and two hands. Now is the time that I tell you where I stand. Most of you don't see the forest for the trees, hurt by the harsh reality. Now I gotta leave. We should have no need,
no need,
except the last reprieve. I'm a scholar.
Uh-huh.
There's nothing up my sleeves,
yeah.
From Rose Land to Rose Moor, or the story of how the Moors rose,
still
from
riding.
Being aimed at with fire holes, to the highest office, overcome all our foes, promise to use freedom of speech until your lungs get cold.
Yeah,
and that should be your conviction. Doctors everywhere are under great suspicion.
Uh-huh.
This is not a plea for sympathy. You won't Mike Jack me. This is for unity.
What?
I know it's the day. I know it's the day.
know we feel like we light years away. If we feel pressure, it's strike back time. My peers gotta pay. I know we get locked mistakenly. Before the body get cold, they trying to sue for hate crimes when they 80 years old. So you wanna know what's on ILD's plate? Take a ride in this vessel with the ILD's plates. In fact, I know a few dudes just like you. Plastic, I will body blue bag recycle.
I know it's the day.
Islam, you're back. I wanted to read something on the works of prophet to kind of set the tone back again. Where are we going? This one is called Dedicated to the Sons of Men. A maxim, the land of our fathers, the land where the gods love to dwell, the birthplace of the ancient Egypt land, where civilization first saw the light of day. Now since man has left his first religion and suffering from a complex disease, which in some way takes hold of his passions and desires, the misdirection of his brain causes him to become a living monster. He is a slave to his lower self. No scientists nor doctors have been able to find anything to effect the cure until the coming of Prophet Nuri Ali, who comes from the East bringing the light of new day. The Moorish divine movement built upon love, truth, peace, freedom, and justice, the salvation for the nation. In the deliberation of nations, no consideration is given to a people who are not of a nation. In 1774, the Europeans of this country took the birthrights away from a people whom they forced under bondage. They were not slaves. They were bound free men. The subsequent generation who followed them in this bondage were slaves because their minds had been subjugated to a European psychology. They were branded with the name Negro and were separated from the illustrious history of their forefathers, who were the founders of the first civilization. So, family, that's what we're reading when we read chapter 47. We're reading the ancient history of and the fact that our nationality was taken away is reason why we find ourselves in situation as we do today. So this is part of the reason why nationality is the order of the day, because it is nationality that sets the premise with regards to our status. Okay? Now, a lot of us are in court going back and forth, but realize that it is the status that has to be dealt with before anything else. So Sheikh, do you have anything to say to the listening audience before we move forward?
Islam, Sheikh, I'd just like to say to the listening audience to continue in love you one another, because it is our prophet that brought us that never dying, everlasting love. And I'd like to take the opportunity to read a covenant that is between us to assure that we never, ever forget one another. That is the 25th chapter, which is our holy covenant, a holy covenant of the Asiatic nation. We are the children of one Father, provided for by His care, and the breast of one mother has given thee suck. Let the bonds of affection therefore unite thee with thy brothers, that peace and happiness may dwell in thy Father's house. And when ye separate in the world, remember the relation that bindeth you to love and unity, and prefer not a stranger before thy own blood. If thy brother is in adversity, assist him. If thy sister is in trouble, forsake her not. so shall the fortunes of thy father contribute to the support of his whole race, and his care be continued to you all in your love to each other. I love you, Moors, and Father God, Allah loves us all. Our holy divine prophet, who is an angel, loved us and brought us and showed us that divine love. Please let us love you one another, because without it, we are nothing. So I welcome all aboard the time machine, where we can begin to love each other one day at a time and have tolerance for one another, because we are family. Thank you, Sheikh Lavelle.
Islam. Just want to let everybody know that we hear about the principles of love, truth, peace, freedom, and justice often enough, and we should. They should be counted into their part of every part. But other principles, fundamental principles, which are desired for our civilization, is obedience to law, respect and loyalty to government, tolerance and unity. So these are things that we have to also include with the Holy Covenant of the Asiatic Nations, because as it has been said before, the other nations have this down pat all the way. So they understand the importance of unity and keeping themselves unified and honoring their foremothers and forefathers. I want to read something else, because we have a series of speeches by the prophet, and we just want to make sure that the audience is hearing his words more so than ours. Islam. The name of this piece is The Man Hours. The idea inculcated in the purposes of the Moorish Science Temple of America is to have everything that belongs to us as a nation that has become a part of another nation, just the same as all other European groups are doing. We must have the history of our forefathers taught to our children. We have ceased to calculate our history from the land of the first 20, from the landing of the first 20, or the close of the Civil War. While all records of the tomb in the old world are proclaiming our glory to the nations, we have come now demanding that we be given credit for the great work done in the past by our ancestors. We are not asking others to give these records to the world, but for us. But we demand that such records be broadcasted to the four winds by us and for us. A pride that goes with the knowledge of great deeds will serve to cause our posterity to take heart and look into the vast future within the hope eternal. Such can never be done except they be taught who they are and where they are from. Yes, we are demanding that these things be done, and we know that it will require some time before we have created that consciousness in others of our group to assert themselves likewise. But that day is coming when such will be the case. Islam. So
Islam.
We asked the question when we were online yesterday about, and we know that many are questioning, well, who is this brother Lavelle, sister Lavelle? Who are the Sheikh and Sheikahs, and how did they, who they are and where they're at, and how did they come to be doing what they're doing now? As we said before, and we posted on our very social media, that we can indeed trace ourselves back to the prophet, but also having an understanding that he did not set up a personality cult or something that would deter us and keep us from being able to actually gain our actual freedom. So as faithful Moorish American Muslims, myself, I joined first and introduced it to my family. So upon, this is a situation where you had the whole family attending the temple, right? And I'm sure as many of you out there listening probably have had your experiences with the temple, whether you have been able to agree and understand where the leadership is coming from or not, it's not really the issue we're going to get into. We're going to get into the fact that the prophet set it up, and you have to really study and understand his literature. And this is beyond just listening to what your leadership says. This is why we have to make a conscientious effort to study the lessons and actually absorb them into ourselves so that we can make discerning decisions for ourselves. Because just like it says in the lessons, on that day, I want to read it. Because fire supports promoting this non-religious thing. And we demonstrate that there's a certain spiritual aspect to this. Okay? So I got something for all those leadership guys that think that, you know, they have a great understanding in the prophet and that they have something that everybody else should follow that's new. And even those who pretend to be loyal to the prophet, but use, and they may say all these glowing things about the prophet in public, but they're eating their brother's flesh behind his back. Islam. So it says, oh, think not. This is chapter of religion, title religion, chapter 35 of the Holy Quran, circle 7. It says, oh, think not, old man, because thy punishment is delayed, that the arm of Allah is weakened. Neither flatter thyself with the hopes that he winketh at thy doing. His eye pierceth the secrets of every heart, and he remembereth them forever. He respecteth not the persons nor the stations of men. That's all you hot, mighty, powerful, thinking, high grand sheiks and super supreme grand sheiks out there, okay? He don't respect that. The high and the low, the rich and the poor, the wise and the ignorant. When the soul have shaken off the coma shackles of this mortal life, shall equally receive from the sentence of just and everlasting retribution according to their works. Then shall the wicked tremble and be afraid. But the heart of the righteous shall rejoice in his judgments. See, Allah is the only judge of the world, and it is the law that governs all events. So that means that, by extension, we have to become astute students of the law, understanding what that law is, in order to be able to stand in righteousness on that day. So just keep in bearing in mind that we're not doing this of our own accord. We are guided and divine, and through that guidance, this is how we receive the direction. So at any rate, the whole family attending meetings at the temple, right? And this is before Facebook or any other social media. And the leadership, as we said before, the leadership directly after the passing of Brother P. Davis Eel, the Grand Sheikh, the leadership was extremely, I would say, extremely convincing with his statements of going to, almost as if to call a bluff. Go and look it up for yourself. And that's not to say that it was wrong for that to be like that. But when we actually did the research, and the Sheikah herself went downtown to look the document up and pull it back and present it to the leadership. Well, it was myself that actually presented the findings to the leadership. And the response was, so what if it is? So that's pretty interesting, you know, because the question was put forth for the leadership. Well, why is it that this document that's in the back of our 101s is different from the actual filing where the prophet's signature is there? And that constitutes fraud, because the document that was read earlier by the Sheikahs, which is our authority document 10105905, has no less than 3 signatures. That would be the signature of the prophet himself, the signature of the recorder, and the signature of the notary. All right? So if ones are going to reproduce that document for signatures and seals, because there were 2 seals, the notary seal and the seal of the recorder, right? And
Islam.
Well, with all due respect, Islam, Sheikh, you want to say something?
Oh, I was just bearing witness.
Okay, Islam. Now, we have seen so many of these, and the Sheikahs will bear witness to what I'm saying. There are so many versions of our authority that's floating around out there, all right? And I mean, what I mean by that is there are copies, jacked up, would-be copies of it. So if someone else decided to recreate the document, but the document doesn't even read in chronological order. So there were some instances where whoever attempted to do it didn't even take the care to make sure the document read the way it does in the original documentation. So if you are listening, audience, you're listening in to this call, I would encourage you to do the research and to compare that. You are listening to the Morse Science Temple of America Home Office, presenting to you Morse Missionaries Online, where we are blessed by the best, and you make us better.
You make us better.
Call in at 602-753-1841. Again, that number is 602-753-1841. So at any rate, that information was presented to the leadership, all right? And the leadership summarily dismissed it as if it meant nothing. So what is a member to do when they see that the leadership is not in compliance with what they're supposed to be doing? And what it essentially meant is that they proved to myself and my family, at least, that they were not who they claimed to be. Because if you are a grand sheikh or a grand sheikhess, then you should only be promoting and presenting the works of the prophet, not some fraudulent copy, or not even, it can't even be called a copy because it's not the same. It's being misrepresented as it is, as if it is, though. So,
Islam, I would like to say something, Sheikh Loveville. What I found, Islam, what I found so interesting about at least three copies that I do have copies of now, one of the copies excluded the Prophet Noble Jua'li's name. Now, keep in mind, after finding the true and divine copy of the charter, which is what the I want to take it back just a little bit, Sheikh, after going to the tracking department and meeting with Gabriel, who was at that time supervisor, and he's still there. He's been pumped up a little bit, in his position. But we mentioned last week as far as getting a copy of the 1155-1822 document with Shelby Hill 7 years after the passing of the prophet, shared with those who were interested and those who had did the research to find out what was going on after the very temple we were in were actually celebrating the prophet's birthright in September, if I remember correctly. Is that correct, Sheikh Loveville?
No, that's the convention they were changed. There's actually a speech.
The convention.
The temple we had joined was actually
celebrating the convention in the month of September. And if I can recall sharply, it was for the purpose because the prophet had changed it because it was cold in October. But there was no letter, no evidence of the prophet's signature. Once again, upon finding that 1155-1822 document, which had been ordered several times and certified that it was a true and correct copy, but after pulling it, as the Sheikh mentioned before last evening, that is the call, things were being placed on microfiche, which is black with white lettering. After pulling it, the microfiche twice after the copies were certified, we would find that it was not a document pertaining to the Morse Science Temple of America. Moving along, as the Sheikh mentioned, the whole entire book page had to be ordered. It had to be about at least, 50 documents ordered to look through each and every document to find the document that was, in fact, docket number 1155-1822, which is where Grand Sheikh Shelby Hill, or Sheikh Shelby Hill, gave us the information which made the pieces we needed to fit into the puzzle.
on our research, the prophet stated that we must study not only ourselves, but we must, if we are to be good Moors, we must do the actual research, study, and investigate to learn what it is we need to know, because the prophet, like Prophet Yahshua, Jesus, he had to speak in parables. And back in the day, the prophet had many members, thousands of members, and he also stated, I could count these people on my hand and still have fingers left over, family included, on one hand now, mind you. So after seeing this document and putting it together and understanding the Watson versus Jones, automatically the knowledge that was found would tell you that the prophet was in a battle with the very members that he was there with that did not believe he was who he said he was. So can you imagine Prophet Nobuju Ali being here in 1928, 27, 26, and members doubting his power or wanting that seat of power because they did not believe he was who he said he was? Moving right along, after finding a copy, digging for a whole day, I found that copy. And when I saw the prophet's signature, it was the first time I had ever laid eyes on the deed, the abstract title to our vast estate. Now, one of the things the attorney said, the professor that authenticated what it was that was found by the sheikh and myself, was there was questions I recall he asked was, where did you get this from? He called it a charter. He called it a deed. And the next question he asked was, where is the other part? He immediately sent one of his men out of his office down to Cook County Record of Deeds office to confirm that it was true.
Yes, ma'am.
Unbelievable. What was unbelievable to me was that this man had never laid eyes on a document to our vast estate claimed four continents. So I just wanted to say that the questions that we have put on the floor, and we recommend that the members check in with their leadership, because this is information that has been hidden for so very long, and it's only been a couple of years since the very trust itself. Things are still surfacing as I speak. The Prophet Nobuju Ali brought us the keys to our vast estate. He didn't just bring us a piece of paper. The keys to our vast estate and evidence of what he did was filed. Now, there is a trust down there at Cook County Record of Deeds office, and this is one of the reasons this administration, Moore Scientific of America Home Office, is addressing the issue, because they're ones right now, as I speak, that are, you may term them as blockers. They're using blocking statutes, and they're also what you may call, pardon me, they're causing our members to battle amongst one another by claiming there's not a trust filed down at Cook County Record of Deeds office, and nothing can be further from the truth. So they have terms, legal terms, for everything that's going on, and we are presently in court to defend the prophet and the movement. Because if you say that the prophet lied and he did not bring us the keys to our vast estate, then we have a problem here. And it's only right that the members here in North America, South America, Central America, Mexico, and those islands that are still standing, because all of those islands did not fall, I have you to know, and there is proof, living proof to the fact. It's only fair that the members know what's taking place. Our email address is moorishhomeoffice@gmail.com. Once again, our email address is moorishhomeoffice@gmail.com. You are joined by the Moorish Science Temple of America Home Office, Moorish Missionaries Online, where we are blessed by the best. And you do make us better. You can call in at 602-753-1841. That's
And that's 602-753-1841. Press 1 if you desire to, if you have a question or you want to draw off of, you know, if you have any statements that you want to make, Islam. So in the spirit of what the Sheikahs was saying, I wanted to read something to the listening audience. This is titled "The First Sheikah of the Moorish Science Temple of America, Prophet Nubadur Ali." This is one of my original works that I'm a writer as well. Islam. The authority of document number 1010-5905 lists 5 sheikhs, Prophet Nubadur Ali's name being the first. And yet I have witnessed copies of our authority on the back of some of these Moorish questionnaires being circulated knowingly or unknowingly by some of the temples, which have omitted the prophet's name. Clearly prima facie evidence of fraud by those who are in the know and yet turn a blind eye. So if any Moors are in possession of a questionnaire and the prophet's name isn't listed before Ibn Lahil, then you should have some serious questions for your temple leadership. What is the significance of the prophets being the first sheikh? And more importantly, wouldn't that add a greater significance to the office of sheikh? The office of sheikh is a dual office in the sense that it has secular and religious aspects. Even more telling is the fact that a sheikh also has trustee-type powers, which adds yet another layer to the office. Also, please note that the word trustee is crossed out and replaced with sheikh. A real sheikh cannot be expelled from office due to pseudo-religious storefront politics because there is a trust set up on several levels. One, a trust between the sheikh and sheikhs and Allah. Two, a trust between the sheikhs and sheikhs and the prophet. Three, a trust between the sheikh and sheikhs and the members of the temple, etc. Karma also comes back much quicker for those who have taken hold of the gospel plow because now and forevermore, you are responsible for what you know, and the true sheikh is aware of the special honor of sharing in the power and authority of the last prophet in these days. Many claim and profess to have love for the prophet, yet upon investigation of the activities will reveal that their intentions are far from being honorable, as all temple leadership has been directed to imitate the founder in thought, word, and deed, making the criteria for true Moorish leadership a pinnacle rarely reached. Furthermore, it is the duty of true Moorish leadership to make sure that the members are armed with proper civics, which is a proper safeguard from corrupt leadership within the temple otherwise. Peace. Sheikh love you. Islam. So those are Islam. Some of the writings that we put together and for the edification of the membership. So Islam, we have we're about to take another break. It's been wonderful. We're going to put something out there for the babies. We got something, the Highest Heights Sheikahs.
Islam, the Heights, should be raised IFI babies. And I just like to say, because I was cut off, I wanted to somewhat end my thought, and that is, it is every member's responsibility. Freedom is every member's responsibility. We must continue and study ourselves. And most of all, something that I want to share with the listening radio audience is I found very strange when I came into the movement and I met sisters and we discovered that we both were Moors and they invited me to their temple and I shared it with the temple I was presently with. And I was instructed not to go and fellowship.
That's
my
not strange.
Temple.
That's not strange. That's segregation.
Well, you're right.
Temples.
That's the segregation. And that's what I want to speak on. This is what the Prophet Nubadur Ali brought unity. And my heart took a turn because I couldn't understand why. And I recall my answer was, I am a full grown adult and I can make decisions for myself. And I did go. And I had the greatest time of my life going to another temple. There were a humongous amount of members. I was greeted with love. And, of course, I was asked to join that temple. And I went on traveling with the different Moors. And it was a beautiful journey, I must say.
Sheikahs, why would they ask you to join their temple if you're already a member of the More Science Temple of America?
Well, I answered, in them asking, my answer was, I am already a member of the More Science Temple. And they replied, come join our temple. And as a matter of fact, there was an event I went to, and it was all women, many, many women. I was very industrious in the temple, and I was selling T-shirts, sweatshirts. I always found myself selling something, CDs. And I can recall a list of over 50 women, 50 different temples, heads. And I looked on the list, and I saw myself invited as a guest. And I found that disheartening because more than anything, there is only one temple, and we are the children of one Father. The Holy Covenant binds our hearts. So I began to realize that there's a lot going on inside the More Science Temple of America, from me giving my name and receiving my nationality card, Love Ill. I'll never forget the look on my Grand Sheik and Assistant Grand Sheik's face when I told them my name. Of course, I grew to understand why they had those looks as time passed. But I want everyone to remember and keep in their mind and hearts that the prophet did bring that never-dying love, and he said, we need to learn. Now, sometimes that learning can take an awful long time, because first of all, you got to come to believe that you need to learn to love instead of hate. Then you have to begin the journey of loving, which means there's an unfoldment in the heart when you begin to love, and also segregation. Unity kicks segregation out on the head, because without unity, with love, unity is possible. And unity can breed love if we give ourselves a chance to come together in the spirit of love. I love you more as with a never-dying love. Love you one another. All we have is one another. Let us begin to support and protect our holy and divine prophet, because this information is for those who love the prophet, Noble Jew Ali, and who's willing to defend the temple and stand up for love and unity. Islam.
Islam, Sheikh, is Islam. I just wanted to say before we go on the break that the More Science Temple of America is a religious organization, a corporation. We have Islam.
Islam,
I'm back, Sheikh. This is we're about to come out with a juicy tidbit. When we're talking about the More Science Temple of America Incorporated as opposed to the More Science Temple of America. Now, the Secretary of State of the State of Illinois issued the charter to the More Science Temple of America Incorporated, meaning that if the More Science Temple of America Incorporated does not pay that annual reporting fee, annual filing fee, which is $150, then that will be they will be revoked from having the name of the More Science Temple of America. So we have to be clear that that certainly could not have been what the prophet was talking about when he explained and when he found it and he set it up, the More Science Temple of America. Now, to be clear, the Morris Holy Temple of Science was a civic organization that was set up within the Secretary of State jurisdiction, all right? But there were some things that were changed, and the Morris Holy Temple of Science was changed to the Morris Science Temple of America in 1928, I believe. It was in May of 1928, and then it was 1928 as far as how the temple is set up. So it's perpetual in nature, and there needs to be no fees paid to any other entity for the continued existence of the More Science Temple of America. So there's a difference. And there were some things that switched over because it was switched from civics to a religious organization, but not to X out the civics, okay, but to put it in a situation where it would not be beholden to the state or any other state to continue its existence. Okay, so just wanted to be clear on that. Islam.
Islam, Sheikh, right. The same enemies that appeared that was available in the prophet times, they live today. The prophet had foes in 1928, 27, 26, 25. The prophet had foes within his movement. Today in the year 2015, there are still foes inside the prophet movement.
So you mean to tell
but
me
the
there are people in turban and suits and ties and all of that, and they smiling and they profess to have a love for the prophet, but they don't actually demonstrate that. So that's just like the saying that everything isn't gold, right?
Well, Islam, how else can you explain the fact that it took members now, to come and look and research to dig up this title to the prophet, to the abstract title to the vast estate, to connect both parts? Now, there is no doubt whatsoever. And understand, the prophet left a document that it would take us 50 years to understand. Someone had to be behind the scenes working to make sure that that document stayed buried, because the documents were buried. Every document that said Morris Science Temple of America in that corporate M book was defaced. It took time, it took days, it took lawsuits being filed, basically. And then upon filing them, Cook County Recorder Deeds Office decide this year now, after that trust surfaced a few years ago, to call a halt on anything filed at the Morris Science with the Morris Science Temple of America by anyone that had something to do with the Morris Science Temple of America, causing blocking statues and fraudulent things to occur. Now, you tell me.
Well, there is another side to it too, and part of that comes as a result of members stepping beyond their boundaries, and this has been as a result of weak leadership. So there has been a situation where there have been a slew of Moors that have been contacting the recorded deeds office and reaching out to them to say that they are the ones who are the successors, that they are the only ones that the authority should be issued through, and all this, that, the other. So it becomes a situation where there's a ball of confusion. And due to incompetence, the recorded deeds office has just elected to just shut down because of the ignorance of the law. Irregardless of the fact that they have their duties, and that notwithstanding doesn't have any bearing or should not have any be affected by any outside activity. But nevertheless, part of the reason that that is the case is because our people have put in place to block their own. And because the administration of the trust has been acted without proper authority, because again it says that the prophet has charters to issue to every state, but under certain conditions. So that means that there's not supposed to be a situation where there are people who are in this office and they're just issuing a certificate of title to our vast state without any authorization, without any understanding. None of the employees are proclaimed Moorish American nationals. So how
and without any communication, without any communication,
right,
with the Moorish Science Temple of America. It is, in fact, a form of disrespect. Just look at it. With all due respect, there is no way that, first of all, there's a separation of church and state. How are you going to come inside of a religious organization and tell its members what to do when we have been instructed by our holy and divine
and
prophet?
And a corporate body, nonetheless.
Politics.
Nonetheless,
corporate body.
So that means that the same respect is given to any other township or municipality or county should be given to the temple as well. I mean, that's only if the understanding of the leadership is as such that they understand the fiduciary relationship that the temple, that the county has to the temple, first of all, because, see, the Cook County Recorder of Deeds is one of the largest repositories of, as far as service is concerned, and they collect the most finance, being that they're related to real estate, per se. So, since the issue, the only charter is in this place, then that means that they're collecting the prophet's money, because he's already done all the work, and he's still working, and he's the one that's still issuing the charter. But it again, when you look at now with Circle 7 Koran, it also explains that we did not desire to amalgamate with the pale skin nations of Europe. So let's just say a European decided they wanted to get an issue, become, receive a charter issue from the prophet. Well, that's forbidden. But the way that they have set up at the recorder, Cook County Recorder Deeds now, anybody that comes down there to can present their fiat and receive a charter issue, and that's not the way it's supposed to be. Just like if you go and you purchase a house and it's within the city of Chicago limits, well, they have a fiduciary relationship, a trust relationship with the city of Chicago, where they will not allow you to transfer that title over until you fulfill your obligations to that particular body politic. So this is much the same way there's supposed to be a relationship with the Moore Science Temple of America. But there's, what's occurring is there's a feigned ignorance with regards to that. Islam,
but the fact of the matter is that the prophet said he was going to leave certain ones in order until we learn how to run a government, until we learn what we're supposed to learn, until we learn what it is that the prophet Noble Jew Ali did in fact leave for us, because he did leave us a great deal of land. And because I know, I had it authenticated, because I had to make sure that I had my facts correct, and I had to make sure that I was being what I know. And in order for you to be what you know, you have to go through certain measures, which entails researching, doing some studying and investigation. And upon doing that, I was able to come to the conclusion that based on the research, the prophet, in fact, was ingenious, and not only that, there was no way I could see myself traveling on my own land and having one stop me for whatever reason, and using the form of what they say ticketing, which is nothing could be further from the truth, because they were actually suits. You have to be indicted before that procedure has to take place. Having someone make me pay just to walk down the street, travel on my own land, it got so bad that, you know, Moors start to rebel and take it upon themselves. Moors start to waken up, and I truly believe in my heart, in fact, I know, the Cook County Court of Deeds office saw the Moors waking up, and they took action. And in that action, it incurred blocking statues, slandering of title, telling ones there's not a trust down there. And you can pull it up and see the property, our temple. You can see people, their children, their possessions. You can see birth certificates, everything that our people wanted to protect and bring up out of her and place up under that divine, what the prophet called legacy, our estate. Finally, we have made a home to our own. And because Cook County did what they did, a lawsuit has been filed, because the prophet said, defend I your prophet and the temple. And yes, we are. We're taking a stand because why? Because Moore Science Temple of America, home office, no.
And didn't he say that he had to enforce the law in order to save the nation, Seekers?
Well, Moore, I hear people say all the time, you're absolutely correct. They say, well, you should not be there in court. The prophet was not in court. Well, how else are you going to enforce the law in 2015? How else can you enforce the law?
Wasn't it Yeshua that was disputing with the doctors of the law?
At the age of 12, he started.
Islam. So what is, this is the thing I don't get, and I need to speak on that, Sheikh, that you brought it up. It is a travesty for people to speak as if we're not supposed to be in the courts. It is a sad weakness amongst us that we're not encouraged enough to have enough strength and being invigorated by our prophet to be able to make a stand within the courts or wherever it needs be. So if our people are being kicked out in droves due to foreclosures and the banks illegally and unlawfully claiming to have permission to issue mortgages and all of this, and our people have been subjected to a prison industrial complex that locks them up and that prefers to put them in lockdown in the prison rather than sending them to the cheap alternative school. If this is a situation we're facing and courts that they have to interface in order to get that done, then if someone is telling you that you should not be in the courts, you should run the other direction as fast as you can, because obviously that person is not trying to look out for you or your salvation. And because, see, this is also a drawback to Moore's when it was unlawful, when it was illegal to read. Many of us still don't know how to read. So we're intimidated by the prospect of going before the courts or seeing some European in some black robe and he's booming down to you like he's intimidating you. When you have an understanding of the law and you're able to enforce the law in order to save the nation and you understand what it is, then that takes away the fear. And that takes away all of the mystery, because it's just like on Wizard of Oz, when that little dog Toto found out the wizard was some old dried up prune of a man that was behind the curtain, behind the scenes, and making himself appear that he was the master of all, but he was just an elderly man. So at any rate, that's the situation that we're dealing with. So the prophet is setting up where we can protect ourselves from all of these things that's been coming at us on strike. You know, this thing with the Black Lives Matter, okay? We understand that all Moorish lives matter, all lives matter, period. But this is something that the prophet spoke to when he talked about the mistreatments, abuses, and misuses that would be put upon us if we chose not to live up to the constitutional standard of proclaiming our nationality. So being in court is a very, very serious part of standing up for your rights, because this is where you're going to have to interface. Even these people may say you don't belong in court, but when you're traveling and you get issued a traffic ticket, guess where you're going to end up? In court. All right? If somebody sues you put you in an industrial complex, guess what they got to do? They got to go to court first. Okay? So anybody that's out there talking about, and I've actually heard Grand Sheik say that we should not adhere to the Constitution or that the United States Constitution has nothing to do with the Moors. Nothing can be further from the truth. Again, if these people are telling you that from the Sikh perspective, you should run the other way as fast as you can, because they're not there for your salvation. They're there to keep you in slavery. Remember the prophet? Because the prophet said that, Sheikh, is that if you are not careful, who will put you in slavery? Your own brother, right?
Will put you in slavery. In the next 50 years, you'll be put right back in slavery. And, you know, Sheikh, I just wanted to add that the prophet did mention when he said, go to those who know the law and ask them in an intelligent tone. So we're not in court loud like the professor. We are in court with intelligence, and much respect is paid to us because we are a respectable nation of people with principles. And I can recall speaking to one of the magistrates. As I mentioned to him, I said, well, Your Honor, you should be down here fighting with the Moors because you are also a Moorish American. And he said to me, I've never heard of this before. In the most humblest voice that I have ever heard of, to see the expressions of the brothers that are judges is phenomenal. To see the people in court that are listening is phenomenal. To see the change that is taking place and how the students was coming on the side to watch and hear the birthright fight, the right to travel fight, it's priceless. But one thing is for sure, time is going to justify all the things that we are standing for here at Home Office Moorish Missionary, Moorish Science Temple of America, as missionaries. Time will tell who's who and what's what. Because one thing is for sure, the prophet said, enforce the law in order to save the nation. I am with Prophet Noble Jew Ali. There is no man on this earth that can tell me different because Allah divinely prepared our prophet. So I'm not listening to man today. I am listening to Prophet Noble Jew Ali. We have been in those courts for a very, very long time, and it has not been for naught because we have a destiny that we are traveling that is known. This destiny is known. So this breathless fight has been won. So what we have to do is we have to make sure that we realize what it is the prophet is doing and understand that if we're going to continue the legacy, we must follow the prophet instructions and stand up our people. I said what I said tonight because I want our people to know that this is a spiritual warfare, and we need support from all of our people. If you have not stood up for anything in your life, stand up today. Stand up for us. Stand up for your nation. Represent for your nation. Understand what it is your prophet, Noble Jew Ali, left you. And understand that if you're going to change, affect change, then you must take a stand. Because in taking a stand, you can help with the uplifting of fallen humanity. But you must be a strong man and woman because they will try you in those federal courts. Because many a times I stood up in an intelligent tone. The lower power has many tricks, and they will threaten you, take you upstairs and lock up, try and have the judge throw the book at you. There are many tricks that this lower power will play. But understand that it is Allah, the great God of this universe, that guides the destiny of this entire world, and lower self knows that. So you have divine protection. Many of our prophets went to jail. Many of our leaders went to jail. And many more may have to go. Many of our leaders passed form. Many of our prophets were assassinated. And many more may have to fall. But I'm here to let you know, if you say you love your people and you love the prophet, then take a stand, because no matter what go down, Allah is going to be the one that guides you. Continue in love, Moors. I love you with a love that will never die. You are streaming with Moors Missionaries Online. I am your missionary hostess, Sheikah Deanna Love L. Also, we have the host, Sheikh Love L, missionary of the Moors Science Temple of America Home Office. You are blessed by the best, and know that you make us better. We want to thank you all for joining us today, because guess what? Our time has come, and we're about to end this beautiful time, and you need to know that you are loved with a never-dying love. The prophet came here with that everlasting love. Peace, Sheikh.
It's long, Sheikh. So, yeah, that's a beautiful thing. And that's what we're doing. We're going to be sharing information with you all. We have publications coming out. That first one we're going to be dropping is going to be dealing with the right to travel. And we're also going to have a book of transcripts where you will be able to see the Sheikh and the Sheikahs in action in the courts, because there are transcripts out there, and that's the proof.
We're also going to be presenting the book of suits, lawsuits. We're going to be sharing that information with the family so that they can see this is time, the dated stuff, so that the track record can be followed. We know there's a lot of books out there with a lot of body gunk, and they just put together print and paste stuff. There's no actual experience that they have went through. You know, we got cocaine manuals and all kinds of stuff out there, you know. But we're going to drop the real on people so that they have the truth, that they can utilize the experience, real experience, that's been utilized where we have been actually fighting and as plaintiffs. So there's a squeaky clean. There's nothing. There's no skeletons falling all out the closet. There's none of that, right? These are cases that have been drafted, Kevin, and well articulated well enough to convey the message to them. Like, they know what they're doing and it's wrong, and that's it. It is what it is. We're going to be putting that information out there, and we appreciate everybody joining us for this special series. This has been in honor of our first national convention held here in Chicago, Illinois, between the 15th of October and the 20th of October. Stay tuned with us more. We got stuff special coming up for the Prophet's Birthright that's coming up on January 8th, 2016. So we want to make y'all know that we love y'all with that never die love.
We love y'all.
And honors to all of you that joined in to this call and have listened in. We hope that you enjoy the show.
Great.
It's my princess, she's listening on Islam Princess Love Ill. So, yeah.
Islam Princess.
Islam.
So, yeah, we're going to be setting up we're going to be coming back to y'all live next week. This has been a great series. So, we love y'all with that never dying love. Stay tuned in, y'all. Keep y'all on point. We're going to give y'all what y'all need. Islam.
Islam.
Allah, bind our hearts and minds back to ancient forefathers, divine creed and principles. We ask this in thy holy name, the seventh Elohim. Amen.
Amen.
Islam.
Islam.
Not on the top, I'm on the bottom. No one else is to blame for all my worries and my problems. Took a look on the inside to see what I can see. I am the problem. Now the solution I must be. Mom passed, I'm 16 and here to struggle for bless. You thought I was thick. My thoughts only reflect my past. Knocked on my door. She said, rise and take a stand. Everything you went through was all part of my plan. She said, it's time to go high places. Come stick around with me. I'll introduce you to my friends. They'll help you see. Over here is my girl Wisdom. She's head of the pack.
It's Mama.